Well, good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. I greet you in the Lord's name. And I appreciated what Brother Andy shared. Some of what he shared, I want to keep what I have on my heart to share. I want to keep sharing on that. And he talked a little bit about being faithful and God's faithfulness. And towards the end, I want to talk about that. But this morning, I'd like to look at Luke chapter 8, about the parable of the sower. And this is just a simple parable, but it had there's a lot in here that we can look at. And as I seen things in my life as I prepared to share this. So I'd like to read this here. Luke 8. Verse 5, we'll start in verse 4. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." And his disciples asked him, saying, "What might this parable be?" And he said, "Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might see, and hearing that they might understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. So, I'd like to just go through here and glean a few things from here. I thought for a title, I would title it, "The Condition of My Heart." And I'd like to compare these types of soil to my heart. So we see that that the seed is the word of God, as it says in verse 11. So we have the seed, and that is the word of God. And we know that the word of God is true, and it will not fail, and it is good seed. It is quality seed. And we know whenever we plant something that we want good seed. And the seed we have here is the word of God, and it is good seed. So we think of starting with a good seed. And then we have different types of soil. And I'd like to look at those. There's four types of soil that I have here that I found. It's the first one is verse 12. Verse 12. The seed that falls by the wayside. And then the next one is the seed that falls on the rocks. And the third one is the seed that falls among the thorns. And the fourth one is the good seed that is the seed that falls on good ground. So, number one, the seed by the wayside. Those by the wayside, verse 12. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. And so it is in our life. The seed is sown, but the devil is out and he wants to snatch the seed away. I think in verse 5, where Jesus gives the parable, before he explains what it means, he says that the fowls of the air devour it. And I think in Matthew it says that it's snatched away. And that the devil is wants to snatch the good seed away. He don't want it to grow. He don't want it to land on good soil. And as soon as he has a chance, he will snatch it away. The devil was out to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He does not want this good seed, the Word of God, to grow. He don't want it to take root in any way. So if we give him a half a chance, he'll take that seed away. Going on to the second one, the seed that falls on the rocks. Verse 13, they on the rock are they which when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. We see that they receive it with joy. Almost, in some ways, it gives you the picture that they receive it more readily than others, more willing than others. And in a sense, it could be almost like a just responding out of, with not deepness in the, with no commitment or a shallow commitment or emotionally responding. But it says that they don't have root. They start out with receiving it with joy, but they don't have root. The roots don't grow deep. And they believe for a while. But when hard things come, when temptation comes, when the heat of the day rises, whatever it is, they fall away. They wither away. They give in. They give up. Whatever it is, that's the seed that falls on the rocky ground. It lacks moisture and deepness. Could this be the condition of my heart? Am I allowing God to go deep and to work the ground, so to speak? It sounds good, but when hard things come, do I fall away? And I think it's in Matthew, it says, in the same parable, it says that he endures for a time, but by and by he is offended. He gets hurt and he's offended and he falls away. Point number three is that which falls among the thorns. It says, and they that which fell among thorns are they which when they have heard, they go forth and they are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. We see again here that the seed is sown, it's gone out, and they hear it and they go forth, but they are choked out by the cares and the riches of this life. I think it says, another place, I read both parables, it says about the deceitfulness of riches, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke out the life. I had to think, what am I allowing in my life to run in competition with the good seed, to grow with the good seed? What am I allowing? And I had to think, whenever you plant something, you want to Make sure that you kill everything else. Whether it's a yard, a field, whatever it is, for best results, you kill everything else. And so it is in our life. Everything else must go. All the other things that want to grow that are of self, that are running in competition with the Word of God, with the good seed. And I think of the cares and the riches and the pleasures of this life. It says they bring no fruit to perfection. And it's easy to allow, for me at least, to allow the cares and the things of life to wear me down, to suppress that spiritual life. It's easy for that to allow to happen. But that's not what God wants for my life. He don't want us to be choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, as it says. Then verse 15, but that on good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. And that's the heart that we want to have, is the seed that is sown on good ground, that we could have a good heart. The seed would be sown, we'd be able to keep it, and we could be faithful, and that it would bring forth fruit with patience. And this is the seed that endures. When it's planted on worked up soil that's soft and has deepness, and there's moisture there, and it can grow deep. It can bring forth fruit. And it's not like the seed that falls by the wayside. It's not like the seed that falls on the rocks. It's not like the seed that falls among the thorns. But it's the seed that falls on good ground, where the ground is prepared and it's soft and it can bring forth fruit with patience, it says. That blesses me. Fruit with patience. It gives me the picture endurance, of enduring, patiently going on, patiently bearing. I don't quite know how to put it in words, but fruit with patience. That blesses me. You know, and as I look, as I look into the future as a young person, I see that I don't know much, but I do see that it's important that I would sow good seed. And you know, this may take years. This may take years, even to some of it may even take years to grow, but we can reap it for years to come. And may we be faithfully sowing good seed, and that we would say no to any other thing else that's not good. We wouldn't settle for anything less. And there's something else that, as I was preparing this, that kept coming to me, and I felt like I needed to share it. You know, for me in my life, sometimes this is maybe a little off to the side, but what I was thinking about is how, you know, the condition of my heart determines so much of how I handle life and how I handle things that come. And, you know, I could use an example. If a truck driver were to pull in my drive and get stuck and he gets angry, it's probably something that happened in his life before that he's angry. There's a condition of his heart that's there. And that's what I was thinking about, how when I was studying this, the condition of my heart determines so much how I handle things. And if there's hard things that come, I can either resist them or I can allow God to go deeper in my life. And I Yeah, my burden just is that we would allow God to go deep and do a work in our hearts and continue to sow good seed, and that we wouldn't settle for anything less. We wouldn't grow lax. That we could be faithful in years to come, grounded and rooted upon the Lord and His ways. That we could be reaping the fruits of the Spirit, that the good fruits would be coming out, that we wouldn't settle for less. We don't have to sow bad seeds in our life. Psalm 126 says that they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. That was Psalm 126:5. That blessed me thinking about that. Sowing with carefulness, we will reap in joy. Galatians 8:6, we know this very well. But he that soweth to his flesh shall of flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. May we be sowing to the Spirit and to the things of God, that we can reap things of God. And you know, the blessing of this is, as Andy was sharing, that God is faithful. And if we plant good seed on good ground, He will sustain it. He will take care of us, and He will take care of that. And He will, by God's grace, we can be faithful and we can be sustained. So I think that's all I have. I would just encourage us together. I want this to be encouragement that may we be faithful and stand for what's right and sow good seed and say no to the bad and do what we need to take out the bad so that there's good fruit that comes out. That's all I have. Blessings to you all.